Hey everybody, Bruce Corkill here from Embrace Where You Are. I wanted to come on here today and just share a couple of experiences I had this week that were actually pretty powerful and very easy to do. And I would ask that when you hear this program that perhaps if this resonates with you, you can go out and do the same thing because it's something very simple you can do and you can literally light someone's day up by doing this. So anyway, during the week, I had to move around to different locales, and I was down one day. I was down in Oakland, and I actually had to go into a state office down there, which is not the greatest of places. But I went into the office thinking that I'm gonna, make this the best experience that I can, and perhaps I might meet someone that where I can lift up their day. Because keep in mind, the workers that work in the state office, they're there for their 9 to 5, and maybe they've got to deal with commute traffic coming in and they got to deal with commute traffic going out. So reality, they really don't have a lot to look forward to at the beginning of their workday, during their workday, and at the end of their workday. So anyway, I went into the state office and I sat down in a chair and met with this lady, behind enclosed glass, and we're talking for a little while, and she's sharing me some documents that I needed to have, and I could see to where, she was again, after being around as long as I have, you can kind of tell that she was just really kind of going through the motions a little bit, but she was doing a great job. And I looked at her and I says, "How's your day going?" And she says, "Oh, it's going okay." I says, "Really?" I said, "Okay." I says, "Well, listen," I says, "I'm glad I met you today because I have a gift for you." And she looked at me kind of strange and she says, "Well, what's that?" And I says, "I'm going to gift you my amazing day, and all I ask for you in return is that you give me your okay day. So I'm going to trade you. I'm going to give you my amazing day. And I'd like you to give me your okay day because I can deal with that." And she looked at me and she said, "Really?" And I said, "Yeah, here's my amazing day. I'm giving you my amazing day. Thank you for all you do. Thank you for what you did for me today. You made my life easier today by providing me this information, providing me the proper documents so I can go home and get these all filled out and take care of business. So thank you. Have an amazing day. You've got my amazing day in return. I'm taking your okay day away from you." And she turned around and looked at me and gave me this big old grin, and she says, "No one's ever said that to me before." And I says, "Well, you see, that's why today's your amazing day." I says, "Have an amazing day, and I'll talk to you next time." And I left. Shortly thereafter, I'm getting in the elevator, and there's a lady that's getting on the elevator, and she's on her cell phone, and she's talking. And I could see that it really wasn't a disagreement, but it really wasn't a conversation that she really wanted to have, because all of a sudden she says, "Hey, listen, I gotta go. I gotta get on this elevator. And I can't talk in the elevator, so I'll call you back later on." And she gets in the elevator, the doors close, and down we go. And I looked at her and I says, "How are you today?" And she goes, "Oh, I'm fine." I says, "Are you having a good day?" Or I said, "How was your day?" And she says, "It's okay. I'm having an okay day." I says, "Really?" I says, "I just met someone who was having an okay day too." And I says, "Today's your lucky day because I happen to have one more amazing day left, and I would like to give that to you." I says, "If you'll give me your just okay day, I'm going to give you my amazing day. Is that a deal?" And she looked at me and she goes, "Yeah, I guess so." I says, "Well, now you got to be sure. You got to be willing to accept this amazing day from me because it doesn't happen for everybody. I only have two a day. I'm giving you one." And she goes, "Well, that'll be amazing." I said, "There you go." I says, "Okay, I've taken your okay day. You take my amazing day and do something great for the rest of the day." The doors open. I go out. She jumps out of the elevator. It's not even her floor. She jumps out and she goes, "Why did you do that?" And I says, "Because that's just the way I am." I said, I want you to have an amazing day. I could see that maybe things weren't going right for you, so I wanted you to have an amazing day. So there you go." And she goes, "Nobody's ever done that before." I said, "I know, but today's your lucky day. Have a great day." And I left. And of course, she had to push the elevator again to get the elevator back. But she didn't care. She didn't care. And I could just tell that that was lifting her spirits. Now, what she does with it from there on out, I don't know. But you know what? Those two ladies are always going to be remembered that day. And it made me feel good. I walked out of that state office. I had a spring in my step. I walked back to my car and headed on home, dealing with city traffic and dealing with traffic headed back up north. But you know what? I didn't care. Because I was able to bring some value to a couple people's days where maybe they didn't have a lot of value. Maybe they're just getting through the day instead of getting from the day. And then I practiced that a few more times throughout the week by just gifting out amazing days, asking people, how are you doing today? And no matter what they said, I would say, I would like to trade you. And they say, what are you talking about? I'd like to trade you your okay day for my amazing day. Would you accept the trade? And it works every time. It works every time. The next thing you know, they've got a smile on their face. All of a sudden, their posture changes. And you know, you just don't know what the rest of their day is going to be like by providing that little gift. So here's my challenge to you. What if you did that to one or two people each day? What if you could gift them an amazing day? Since everybody that's listening to this podcast, I know that you're involved in personal development, or I know you're just getting started in personal development. I know you're reading the books. I know you're reading the 10 pages of a good book every day. So you see, you've already caught the process going. What if you started to pay that forward and gift someone an amazing day? Think about what that could do throughout the week, throughout the month, throughout the rest of this year, if you could do two of those a day. Think of the conversations you could have. Think of the relationships that you could create. Think about how you could just turn somebody's life around by gifting them an amazing day. I'm telling you, it's a very powerful and it's a very simple thing to do. And you know what? It doesn't cost anything but a level of enthusiasm. And everybody here listening to this podcast, I know you all have a level of enthusiasm. So that's my challenge for you this week. I hope everybody's had an amazing Memorial weekend. My heart goes out to everyone that has lost a loved one in service. We bless you. We thank you. And we can't say enough for the sacrifice that these people made. We wouldn't be where we are today without these sacrifices. So to me, to everyone that listens to this who has lost a loved one in a war or in a conflict, my heart goes out to you, as well as the people that listen to this podcast. Their heart goes out to you too. I have a couple announcements to make. The one is I want you to continue to challenge yourself to plug into the Susan Sly Bulletproof Mondays every Monday at 2:00 Pacific time. On Facebook. It's www.facebook.com/SusanSlyLive. Follow her on Facebook. Plug into her lives. They're about 15 minutes long on Mondays. It sets you up for an amazing week. She always brings some sort of strategy, whether it be business or personal, that'll set you up for an amazing week. Also, I would love for you to follow me. You can find me on Facebook at facebook.com/embraceWhereYouAre. That's facebook.com. Embrace Where You Are. I would be honored if you would take a look at my page. If you would give me a like and a follow, you'll receive some amazing things each week as far as personal development, insights, and some, you know, postings that I do there. You'll be able to see some of my 1-minute videos that I do throughout the week there as well. So please plug into that. You can also find me on Instagram at Instagram, and then just BruceC61. You can follow me on Instagram, and I'm also on LinkedIn under Bruce Corkill. So if you're on any of those platforms or all three, I would love for you to follow me on those platforms. Let's stay connected. Let's get connected. Let's start the process now to move everybody that we come in contact with into amazing days moving forward. That's my challenge for you this week. So I love you all. Thank you for all for listening to the broadcast. Listen to me rant here for a few minutes. I hope you found value in this. And thank you so very much. Again, have an amazing weekend. Have an amazing week ahead. Have an amazing week ahead. Go out and create amazing days, not only for yourself, but for other people. So until next week, I will be seeing you later. And thank you so much.